We'll continue with the discussion of a person making a mistake when it comes to brachas. The Kitzur teaches us you can make an entire mistake on the bracha itself. Let's say you're taking a cup of water. You're thinking it's white grape juice. So you make a bracha b'chata Hashem mekam by Pir Geffen. Then you realize that actually it's water. So you fix yourself right away. As long as it's toch kedidi, which is around 2 seconds, you're good to go. That means you didn't say anything in between. So there's no interruption with the words, and you fixed yourself. Tocha de divya, good go. Even if you drank, if you tasted from the drink and you realize you're making a mistake, as long as you're fixing it within this time limit of around two seconds, you're good to go. Now, if a person didn't remember tocha de divya, so you have to make a new bracha. And you should say, Baruch Shem Kvod Mochus V'Dolim Void. Now, if a person, there is still an eitzah. That means, let's say a person, he made a bar pi geffen, but really it was a shahaku. But he also had planned to drink wine. So then he should grab some wine that's right there and drink. And in such a case, he doesn't have to mean another bracha. As long as, again, he didn't interrupt with words. And as I mentioned, even if he tasted from the cup and he realized that he's making a mistake, it's not considered a hefsek b'dievet, an amazing chiddush. So again, if you could grab some wine, you'll be fulfilling your obligation of Bar Pi Geffen. Once you did that, it covers technically all the drinks. Next, Simon speaks about the question, when you make a bracha on food, does it cover all food, meaning similar foods, especially if you're in a meal, let's say you ordered pizza, and then you decide afterwards that, you know what, I want to order more pizza. You have to make a new bracha on that. Do we say it's considered the concept of nimlach? Basically, when you finished, when you initially bought the, let's say, the pizza, this is what you're going to eat. Anything else that you're going to decide to order, or let's say someone showed up with some pizza and it was a tremendous surprise. No, there's no reason why you should think that that's going to be happening. You'd have to make another bracha. So let's see the rules when it comes to this. So there's distinctions also between bread and fruits. Kitzur teaches us the following. A person makes a bracha on bread. He had no intention to eat more than what he had prepared for himself. Like we said, he bought a specific, let's say, pie or pizza. But then he had a desire and he sent someone to go and get more pizza. So the halach is, even if he still has some pizza in front of him, nevertheless, he has to, not only does he have to make hamoitzi, he has to also wash, but netilas yadayim that he doesn't do. I mean, he doesn't make a bracha. And again, the concept is because he's considered nimlach. But if a person has bread in his house, and he's eating toast, and he cut himself a piece, and he thought he's only going to have one, and then he had the desire to have more, that's called normal. That's normal today, especially in today's world. And even if he doesn't have anything left in the first slice that he was eating, nevertheless, that's not considered nimlach, because that is the derech. Now, what happens when it comes to fruits? So the kid just says like this, you're eating fruits, and they brought you more fruits. So if at the time of the bracha he had in mind whatever they're going to bring him, so then we say, even if he doesn't have anything like from the first fruits, then even if it's not from the same type of fruit, meaning to say that it's not, let's say it was grapes and apples, but grapes, we'll see, actually it's a difference, the oranges and apples. So as long as they're equal in the same type of bracha, you don't have to make a new bracha. Now, if a person totally was what's called nimlach, that means he did not have intention to eat more than what he has in front of him, and then he changed his mind. So even if it's in the same type of, say, apples, and you have more apples, and you still have some apples, nevertheless, you have to make a new bracha because that's considered what's called a full nimlach. Now, the Kitzur goes on to say, if initially, and probably this is most common, a person doesn't have a clear decision of what his plan is. It's called Stam Das. He's not deciding he's going to eat more, and not deciding he's not going to eat more. So then there's a distinction. That's where there's a distinction. That if when they bring you and more of what you had, so if you have from what you originally were eating from, so then you don't have to make a new bracha. But if you don't, then you have to make a new bracha. Now on this also, the Achrenim argue. And usually, and even the kids himself says that this is not so pashut, the suffix. You have to make an abracha on the second items that are bringing you. So therefore, it's really kedai to be careful that when a person makes a bracha, his mind should be on whatever they bring him. Now, if his mind was not, like we just discussed, which means he was stam, so the kisser says it's a suffic bracha, and therefore you have to hold himself back from eating. From what I recall, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that suffic bracha saka, and he's not to machmir not to eat from it. But that's why it's so important to be clear what your plan is when it comes to fruits and vegetables and whatever you're sitting down to eat. Now, the kisser continues. And this, I think, is quite a little bit of an unknown halacha. That means they bring you, let's say you're eating an apple, but then they bring you grapes. Grapes, the reason why I'm saying grapes is because it's mochashav. So even if you still have apples and you made a barpia, it's halacha is according to Kitzvah Shchonah, you have to make a new bracha. A new barpia, and the reason for that is because something that's chashav can't be exempt, derech gevara, means indirectly. You never had intention for the grapes. Now this is not halacha. I guess the majority of places can hold this way. Now there's those that say that it's not so pashut, and really you could be yitzeh b'diavad. So therefore, one of the simple yitzes is to mehaver a bracha. Mehaver a bracha means to think the bracha, or to say baruch atah and think of Hashem's name, which is a ben ish chai's yitzah when it comes to these doubtful situations. And one more halacha, a person made a bracha on beer, and he had intention to exempt anything that's going to be brought to him from the bracha of shahakol, because beer you make shahakol. And they brought him fish, so you don't have to make a bracha on the fish. But what happens if you didn't have that? It's a clear intention. Yeah, it's tam das, the Greek words. You're making a bracha, let's say, on beer. Even if at the time that you burn the fish, you still have some beer left, nevertheless, you need to make a bracha on the fish. And it's not like fruit, says the kitzer, where you have, let's say, apples and walnuts. At the end of the day, it's considered one food, meaning it's in the category of fruits. But beer and fish are totally two separate types of categories of food. This is food and this is a liquid. And they don't exempt each other unless they were in front of him at the time of the bracha, or his mind was on these items. So therefore, it's kedai. When I'm making a bracha, I'm having in mind to be mitzi everything that is included in the shahakol.